Shalom Aleichem. Our trip through Shas in the Mishnah Yomi continues in Chapter 5 of Sukkah, Mishnah Vav. Now recall, so far in Chapter 5, I've been talking about the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, and then we moved on to the trumpets, the tekiot, the shofar blasts for the karbanot, and the offerings, and the activities in the temple, and to signify the beginning of Shabbat. So on the topic of numbers of things going on in the temple, Mishnah Vav has Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the first day of the festival of Sukkot. Hayu Sham Shlosha Asar Parim, there were 13 bulls, the Elim Shnayim, and 2 rams, Usir Echad, and there was 1 goat. Nishtairu Sham, and there was also remaining there, Arba Asar Kivosim Lishmona Mishmarot, 14 lambs for 8 Mishmarot. So what do you mean, 8 Mishmarot? So recall, the families of Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmarot, 24 shifts. Now, Mishmar is from Lashon Shomer. It's like guarding, but it's like taking a shift. So each week in the temple, one of these 24 family units, shift units, was on duty. But as we're going to see, on Yom Tov, everyone showed up. Every Kohen who wanted to get involved was allowed to come and get involved, even if it wasn't his family's turn. So the Mishnah listed the first 16 animals, because there were 13 bulls on the first day, 2 rams, 1 goat, so that's 16. So those large animals are taken care of, 1 per each Mishmar. And then 14 lambs that were offered were split among the 8 other Mishmarot who didn't get one of the larger animals. And the Mishnah explains, B'yom Rishon, Shisha Makrivin Shnaim Shaim Ushar Echad Echad. So therefore, on that sixth day, when we have 14 lambs to bring on the Mizbeach, 6 of the Mishmarot, 6 of the family units for Kohanim, get to offer 2 lambs, and the other 2 offer 1 each for a total of 14. Now, as the Mishnah is going to explain, during the festival of Sukkot, the number of bulls decreases, and there are mystical reasons for this. The total number of bulls is 70, keneged the 70 other nations, and then Shmini Atzeret again has offerings keneged Am Yisrael itself. So the Mishnah explains how we divide up the offerings among the other families of Kohanim. So now on day 2, we have 12 bulls, so that's 1 less Mishmar bringing a large animal, and 1 more Mishmar that needs to divide up the kivosim. So b'sheni chamisha makrivim shnayim shnayim. So 5 shifts each offer 2 of the lambs, v'shar echad echad, and the other shifts offer 1 each. So to b'shlishi, when we have 1 less bull and the same number of lambs to divide, arba makrivim shnayim shnayim. So 4 of the shifts get to offer 2 kivosim, v'shar echad echad. The other families get to offer 1 each. Revi shlosha makrivim shnayim shnayim. So on the 4th day, 3 of them, 3 of the family units bring 2 lambs, a shar echad echad, the rest just 1. B'chameshi, shnayim, mekrivin, shnayim, shnayim. So 2 of the mishmarot get to offer 2 lambs, a shar echad echad, the rest of them 1 each. B'shishi, on the 6th day, echad mekriv shnayim, 1 lucky shift gets to bring 2 lambs, a shar echad echad, the rest of them offer 1 lamb, still an honor, still a privilege. B'shvi, kulam shavin. And on the 7th day of the festival, each of the remaining family units, Mishmarot, gets to offer 1 lamb. The other ones have offered the larger animals, the bulls. Now we're down to 7 bulls on day 7. So there's other family units that, you know, 14, there are 10 large animals brought that day, and then 14 families of Kohanim that split up the 14 kivosim, the 14 lambs, equally. And the Mefarshim note that to make it fair, if the Mishmar had brought a large animal, then they couldn't bring it the next day also. So there was some sort of lottery and alternating and taking turns going on between the family units. So person wouldn't, family wouldn't get 2 bulls 2 days in a row, or, you know, so they tried to make it the fair the best they could, even though Lamaisa, yeah, it is a different avoda for the different animals. And the Mishnah continues, Bishmini, on day 8, that's Shmini Atzeret, Chazru Lefayis, Kivaregolim. They return to the lottery like they do during the other festivals, Pesach and Shavuot. Amru, and they would say, Mi hi shehikriv parim hayom, someone who offers a bull today, lo yakriv lemachar, doesn't bring it tomorrow. As I mentioned, they tried to make it fair. They tried to alternate the families. El chozrin halila. So they go back in rotation. They take turns. We see taking turns is not just for kindergarten, it's also for Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Now Mishnah Zayin continues the subject, B'shlosha Prakim B'shana, 3 times a year, Hayu Kol Mishmarot Shavot, Be'emore HaRegolim. all of the Mishmarot, the 24 shifts, the 24 family groups of Kohanim. And it wasn't just one family in this group. It was a number of families, you know, possibly from, you know, lived in the same region, possibly not. You know, maybe they came from all of Eretz Yisrael, but the Kohanim knew their shifts. And soon, when we rebuild the temple, Bezrat Hashem soon, please God, before Tisha B'Av, we're gonna split up the Kohanim into the shifts again, and we'll have a system like this again to make it fair. So three times a year, everyone is equal in getting their limbs of the sacrificial offerings, b'chiluk lechem aponim, and splitting up the lechem aponim, the famous showbread that was placed on the table inside the temple building. Be'atzeret, on Shavuot, Omrim lo, we would tell them, helach matzah, helach chametz. Have some matzah, have some chametz. Now what's going on here is, this is a Shavuot that's on Shabbat, and on Shabbat is the time when they eat the lechem aponim from last week, and they put on the new lechem aponim for this week. And the lechem aponim is actually matzah. Now, it is pretty tall for matzah. Maybe it's Yemenite matzah. It's pretty thick matzah, and it's in a special shape, but it was baked very quickly and made very quickly like matzah. So it was actually mamish matzah. So they'd give him some of that helach matzah, and they'd also say helach chametz, because on that day of Shavuot, they're bringing the shtei halechem, the two loaves of bread. That was the special offering for Shavuot. So they say, hey, have a little matzah, have a little chametz. It's great. Now, the Mishnah continues, Mishmar Zmanu Kavua, the Mishmar, the family shift, that's actually their week during Yom Tov, Hu Makriv Tamidim, they bring the Tamid offerings, the daily offerings, after all, it's their week, Nedarim Nedavot, and any neder, any vow or voluntary gift offerings, Ushar Kabanat Tzibur, and the other public offerings that are not, you know, they're not Yom Tov related, they're just regular public offerings, maybe not regular, because it includes Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor, the Mefarshim say, or Sira Vodazara, you know, things that are brought in behalf of the community, if necessary. Umakriv et Hakol, and they bring all of these offerings that are not festival related. It's the regular related, the Yom Tov related Karbanot that are split up. Finally, the Mishnah says, Yom Tov Hasamuch L'Shabbat. If the Yom Tov is right next to Shabbat, either it's Friday or Sunday, Hayu kol mishmarot shavuot bechiluk lechem aponim. All of the mishmarot get to divide lechem aponim equally. Now, normally, the family unit that's arriving that week and the family unit that's departing that week get a share in lechem aponim. But here, all the kohanim are coming, and they're coming for Yontov. They're staying over for Yontov, since Yontov is either beginning before or after Shabbat. They're going to be staying there by the temple for Shabbat also. So since they're there in the temple and they're there for Yontov, well, they're also there for Shabbat, so they also share in the Lechem Aponim, the famous showbread. Yashar Kochachem, and be well.